Poetry on the Radio. Today, Paul McGee.
A flooding volume of Proust, you might as well drink the sky. The words one has just heard lodge in an inner ear, though the sounds have passed long enough to be grasped in a fuller clause. That second or two is called the phonological loop, and also known as the immediacy of consciousness. Understanding any longer utterance is less echoic, more creative, though rhyming can help to stretch memory, making the thing even more forgettably obvious. The start of the sentence is already going unconscious. A volume of Proust on a beach blots out the sun from all but the body, from all but the memory, but memory is most of life. Prefaces are predicting rain, and clauses falling through thin air are the finding of love in isolation. Drift off into a distance, get lost. So this poem references my yearly immersion in Proust, that extraordinary 2,500-page book that we know of as the Remembrance of Things Past. And what I'm referring to there is the extraordinarily long sentences in Proust's book, but also my reading in recent years in work at the intersection between linguistics and psychology, because one of the things you learn as you delve into that literature is that our window of conscious focal attention is actually very short. It's maybe 2, maybe 3 seconds maximum, the sort of attention that our mind can hold upon a specific phenomenon before shifting to the next and the next and the next, which means that the very long Proustian sentences that we read can only ever be consciously grasped in part. And the poem speculates about what happens to the rest of the sentence we've already taken in as we're moving to yet another clause and another. A flooding volume of Proust, you might as well drink the sky. The words one has just heard lodge in an inner ear, though the sounds have passed long enough to be grasped in a fuller clause. That second or two is called the phonological loop, and also known as the immediacy of consciousness. Understanding any longer utterance is less echoic, more creative, though rhyming can help to stretch memory, making the thing even more forgettably obvious. The start of the sentence is already going unconscious. A volume of Proust on a beach blots out the sun from all but the body, from all but the memory, but memory is most of life. Prefaces are predicting rain, and clauses falling through thin air are the finding of love in isolation. Drift off into a distance, get lost.
Today we heard Paul McGee on Poetry on the Radio, a production of Artsound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.